God substitutes for me. He takes my place in every trial. My battles become His battles. And when I have needs, I can look to Him for provision. And that is the basis of Christian assurance. I have the peace of blessed assurance in my relationship with God. Do you? Well, you can, for the Bible is a book filled with truths which are the foundation of full assurance. In fact, the very word faith has a secondary meaning of assurance or guarantee. For as the New English Bible translates Hebrews 11:1, and what is faith? Faith gives substance to our hopes and makes us certain of realities we do not see. Thank God for the certainty, the confidence, the persuasion, the assurance which fills the heart of one who trusts God. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39 is one of the great assurance passages of the Bible. It gives five reasons why the believer in Jesus Christ can have full assurance. 1, God substitutes for me. 2, God provides for me. 3, God justifies me. 4, Christ intercedes for me. And 5, God loves me. I propose that we study those five foundations for assurance, and hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. The first great reason for Christian assurance is the truth that God substitutes for me. Romans 8:31 reads, "What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" First, notice that the text recognizes the presence of a grave danger. Someone is against us. The one who is against us is not another human being whom we may meet in the strength of the flesh. He is called our adversary, the devil. How dangerous is he? He's called a roaring lion. What is his purpose? He is said to be seeking whom he may devour. And what is the Christian's response to that danger? He must be sober and vigilant. Here's the passage from Holy Scripture which presents that teaching. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. What a grave danger indeed. Now standing against the devil and his demonic forces is no small thing. That's why the Bible advises, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." The situation sounds almost hopeless, but not so. For here is our help. God is for us. Now that is the proof of our text. If God be for us, who can be against us? Take special note of that meaning, "for." It means more than that God is on our side, kindly disposed toward us, wishes the best for us, or stands at a distance to help us. It means so much more than that. The preposition "for" is the word used in the New Testament scriptures to indicate substitution, and it means God has taken our place. Consider a passage like Romans 5, verse 6 and verse 8. Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died for us. Or again, Christ also has suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God. What is the meaning of "for" in those references? It means in the place of, on the behalf of, instead of. It's the idea of substitution. A lady needs certain things from the grocery store before she can prepare dinner. As she is dressing to make the trip and secure the goods, her husband notices her need and says, "I will go for you." Now that means he will take her place. He will go in her stead. He will go so she will not have to go. He will substitute for her. Now that's exactly what God has done for Christians. He has taken their place in the person of Jesus Christ. It is the principle expressed in Isaiah 59:19, "When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him." That is substitution, bless the Lord. Now look back to our text in Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? What are the these things of which the apostle writes? Well, they're the purposes and performances of God in the salvation of sinners. They are listed as foreknow, predestinate, justify, call, and glorify. God's eternal purpose for the salvation of sinners is the basis of the Christian's assurance. For what he has purposed, God will certainly perform. Now, why would a Christian be afraid to face any enemy when God substituted for that Christian and faced the enemy instead? Well, there's no need to fear. There's every reason to be filled with absolute confidence and fullest assurance. Think of it this way. A small child is attacked by a larger and stronger child who is the neighborhood bully. The little fellow is unable to defend himself, but then his father comes to his rescue. The father is so much larger and stronger than the bully that the weaker child is fully protected. Now that's what God does for his dear children. No person is so powerful in his own ability that he can resist and overcome the principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places which resist him. But God comes to the rescue of his dear children and takes their place in resisting the enemy. The result of God's substitution of himself in the place of his believing children in resisting the enemy of their souls is that they have complete and repeated victory. 1 Corinthians 15:58 speaks of that victory in this way. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That is to say, what is done for God and in his service is never thrown away, can never be lost, is not futile or in vain. It remains to bring forth fruit to the good of man and the glory of God in spite of the opposition of the enemy. I love the blessed assurance expressed in behalf of all Christians, as the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 2:14, "Now thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place." Sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? That God always leads us in triumph, one continual triumphal procession because we're in Christ. Wherever I go, thank God, he makes my life a constant pageant of triumph in Christ, is the way Moffat translates it. It's not too good to be true because it is true. God is no failure. He always does according to his will in the armies of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. Those who follow him will know the same triumph. I have assurance, therefore, because God substitutes for me. He takes my place in every trial. My battles become his battles. When I have needs, I can look to him for provision. And that's the basis of Christian assurance. Father, teach us the application of this blessed truth to our daily trials and needs. Help us to recognize you as a loving Father, a loving heavenly Father who is committed to the welfare of his dear children. And let us rest in the blessed assurance of knowing that you take our place in every trial and provide victory according to your ability and not according to our ability. And give us the joy of knowing in advance that victory is ours in Jesus' name. Amen.